Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Brother Francis is one of the few men that we actually have digital media record of. And a library so expansive of digital media record of. We can actually listen to the ramblings of someone that did not care about human respect. Instead, all he cared about was God's respect. And all he cared about was you trying to achieve, anyone around him trying to achieve God's respect. Of course, you don't get God's respect, you respect God. And in honoring him, he blesses you, he blesses us. This is what the real man's job is today. And this is where the real man is failing. Joseph Pierce nails this. Here, let's bring the first hour to a close with this. Joseph Pierce, Beyond Machismo to Manhood, the Challenge of Real Masculinity. This is what, I don't think you'll mind if I say this, David and I and other and our friends were talking about last night, about how, you know what, that's what's wrong with the world today. The world is so caught up in human respect and materialism, it has no concept whatsoever of the life that we're supposed to be leading. Which is one of, oh yeah, we live in a material world, but we are spiritual beings. This body is but, what does it say in Latin? It's but a corpus. Carries around the soul through a series of challenges God set up and sets up after the fall. He wants all of us to return to him. He doesn't want to have to sentence anyone to Hades. And that's a challenge. But if you don't conceive of the spirit world, if you don't conceive of things like sin, I have a story today in the pile of prep, and I'm gonna get into it, the Protestant origins of dysfunctional education. I don't pick on our Protestant brothers and sisters and brothers. But Kenneth Colston's point is, and he's a school headmaster, is that after the Reformation, the concept of sin was chased out of education. Now, you can't find it today. It's not there. Unless you're homeschooling, it's not there. And not only is it not there, it's not welcome there. You're not allowed. It's illegal to put it there. What is sin? Well, you may commit it in the material world. You pay for it in the spiritual. And it does damage the material as well as the spiritual, but the spiritual lives on beyond the material. Joseph Pierce, once upon a time when I was a boy, I recall watching a Western on TV with my father. At one point, the hero, played by John Wayne, walks into a saloon, heads to the bar, and orders himself a beer. The bartender pours the beer and sets it before our hero. The hero takes one sip, delivers his line to the villain with appropriate macho brevity, and walks out of the saloon, his nearly full pint of beer still on the bar. And he calls himself a man, says my father, alluding to the undrunk beverage. The lesson was learned. A real man doesn't order a drink he doesn't finish. That was a long time ago, but even today, many years later, I cannot leave a bar or a restaurant without finishing my drink. How could I call myself a man if I were to do so? What would my father think? It's funny how such habits have become ingrained, inscribing themselves indelibly in our psyche. The lessons we learn on our father's knee almost all become part of us. almost defining us, for better or worse. In some ways, I've come to realize that a large part of my growing up is necessitated and unlearning of some of the lessons I learned from my father. Now, don't get me wrong, I had a great relationship with my father, whom I loved dearly while he was alive, and still love dearly now that he has left this mortal coil. It's just that he had not fully matured beyond machismo to real manhood, at least not during the years when he was teaching me the lessons about life that I would spend the rest of my life learning to unlearn.